Welcome back to the 95th episode of the Socially Distant Podcast. We're here, as always, on whatever day the podcast ends up on your phone. Could be any day. I like to keep you on your toes. Keep you on your toes.
Monday, Tuesday, Friday. Keep you guessing.
Nah, dude. It's been Monday, but it'll be Sunday. It's sometimes Saturday. Friday, I'm feeling froggy, but you never know. But whatever day you're listening, thanks for hopping on, thanks for listening, thanks for joining us for the 95th episode. I'm here, as always, with my two co-hosts, Brad and Trent. What is going on over there, Brad? How are you doing?
Good. Chilling. I think it's 94.
Is it?
I have the last recording on my phone. I have February 15th, and I have 93.
You're all right.
Oh, okay. So it's 94. Yeah.
94. I said 95 twice. It's actually 94 people.
I was confused. Doing all right. Chilling. What's going on, Trey?
Fucking nothing much. Same shit, different day. Fucking ready for the cast, man. Fucking excited. Don't fucking have anything fucking really going on to talk about, so I'm excited to fucking browse the interwebs and your boys' brains and fucking figure out what the fuck's going on in this fucking world here. So yeah, fucking what's up? Like, how you guys doing this week?
Good. We can talk about it later. I don't want to do it at the top of the show. We can talk about that later, but I'm doing okay. Freaking, we dropped some fat old sanctions today. Get hyped for the sanctions on Russia.
Oh, I saw that.
Going to war.
Yeah, bro.
We shut off their supply of oil.
Bro, yeah, I don't understand why, like, that was, like, the... I guess this conflict that Russia's had in Ukraine's been going on for a while. And, like...
It's been going on for a very long time.
Like, yeah, I know, and it seems like right now it's just, like, not the time we should be doing this with all the other bad things in the economy, i.e. inflation, fucking GDP growth, a bunch of bad, like, shit going on. Rapid shit, so dude, it's like so crazy. We're gonna sanction them. Shit has to go down now. Like, what?
If you look historically, that's usually when wars happen, is when things are at their worst because people have to make power grabs to stay as a world power.
Bro, it's sketchy. I can't believe Biden did it, man. I didn't think anything was gonna happen. I thought it was gonna be all fucking power, fucking words and drama and bullshit and media. But I mean, shit might happen. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah. But that's an interesting development. I didn't really even know a thing about it until I got home today. And I mean, like, it's just sanctions. Like, we're not fucking... Nothing insane is happening. But Russia is, like, legitimately doing exactly what they said they were not going to do. So, I mean, that's usually what they do. If you look at even small cases like the Olympics, they're like, oh, we're not going to dope our athletes anymore. And then that 15-year-old girl has dope in her system.
Russia
lied?
They wouldn't do that.
Never.
Nobody lies.
But outside of Russia, I think the real world conflict that's happening right now is in Canada. I learned quite a bit about Canada yesterday because I was very confused on how their government system worked, because I knew that they were a constitutional monarchy, so they still recognize the queen as the top dog in their political system. I didn't realize that that means that she chooses the prime minister. Because, like, me and Melissa are, like, very confused about everything going on. And
wait,
so
the queen? You mean, like, the...
Queen Elizabeth.
Wait, I thought you were talking about Canada.
Yeah. Canada's, like, still, like, recognizes Queen Elizabeth because they were a British colony.
Oh. I did not know that.
Yeah. So she still has, like... I mean, all this shit is just, like, what I've came to realize after doing all this research is all just, like, fake shit. It's, like, none of it means anything, but it's old, so they stick with it. But because I looked up how long the prime minister, like, the term length of a prime minister in Canada, because I only remember Trudeau, but apparently he's only been in there since 2015. But at that point in my life, was I really care that much about Canadian politics? Probably not that much. But it figured out, so the term length is 4 years, but the motherfucker's been in there since 2015. So that means there is no term length because the Queen can just keep reappointing him as Prime Minister. He won one majority election and two minority elections, which means technically he lost two elections because he didn't win the majority. With like prime ministers and like how those systems work, it's like you have to win. It's very similar to us. You have to win enough seats. Your party has to win enough seats, and then whatever party wins, they get to appoint a prime minister in most situations. In this situation, Canada, the Queen appoints the prime minister of the party.
That's so fucking weird.
Oh. So there really isn't the term length if she just wants to keep putting the same person.
Yeah, his dad was the longest serving prime minister in Canadian history. Really? He served for like 32 years or something like that. That's a dictatorship. That is not like, what the fuck is that?
It sounds like fucking Great Britain's fucking control. They're still trying to fucking manifest destiny over somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, Canada, like, for my entire life, I thought Canada was just, like, chilling. Like, I didn't think there was anything wrong with Canada. But there are, like, deep-seated issues with, like, from colonialization. Yeah, because half the country recognizes the Queen as, like, the monarch and everything. And then French Canada is very separated from all of that because they recognize themselves as still, like, French. And I didn't really realize a lot of that until recently, but all the story is leading up to, like, the Freedom Convoy that was going on. They finally, like, broken down today, but, like, Trudeau was, like, putting in all, like, these crazy, like, he was, like, shutting off people's bank accounts, and, like, he was, like, putting in all these very, like, if, like, you took Canada's name away and you put, like, fucking some country in who knows where, just, like, some third world country, people would be like, oh, that's a dictator. But it's just, like, I don't know. It's crazy to see, like, Canada of all places, like, kind of falling to the same, like, fate that we're falling into.
Yeah, I mean, they're also super close to us, and they have the same type of, like, I know they're, like, controlled by the Queen, but it's, like, the same type of people. Like, a lot of the people up in Canada are, like, the fucking, we got mutts, Surrey, bud, and fucking drinking beers, like, fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like crazy fuckers like that. And a lot of Canada, just like Western New York, like New York, it's not just Ontario and Toronto. It's, like, fucking redneck.
Yeah, it's rural Canada.
Yeah, it's rural, ice, fucking snow, trees, mountains, and shit. So, yeah. Like, that shit's a lot of fucking different folks, like, fucking good hometown folks, and they fucking had a fucking their riot thing. I was listening to, Trudeau was talking about it, and, like, there was these, like, ladies there. All the people there seemed so nice, because, I mean, it's Canada, and, like, there's these ladies cooking, like, giant, like, beef stew in pots for, like, the truck drivers. And they're like, oh, yeah, we came out to feed them, we want to support them, but we didn't know what to do, because they're cutting off the food to them. So we thought we'd come down and make some food, and, like, they're just, like, so wholesome. And then Trudeau's on the fucking news, the next thing is, like, these domestic terrorists need to go. Like, it's like
dude. I mean, like, it's hard because I don't understand Canadian politics enough to, like, understand exactly what was going on, but, like,
supply chain,
I'm just trying to, like, yeah, it was that, but I'm talking in terms of, like, that deep resentment towards, like, the Canadian government. Like, it is, like, I'm trying to compare it to January 6th. Like, the similarities are there to compare it. Like, rural citizens, like, have pent-up rage against their government for enacting things that hurt their daily life is what it kind of boils down to.
Yeah, 100%. It's crazy that you drew that comparison. I never even thought about that. And that's actually really good. Like, they're proud. They hear the same media sources. And I've heard from Canadians before that they never liked Trudeau, the one before. I think it's probably because he's been there so long. Yeah. Yeah, and South Park used to shit on him so much. So, mm-hmm. I mean, maybe that's just, like, a pop culture reference I shouldn't use as an example, but, I mean, he doesn't seem like the greatest guy. The South Park made him seem like a fucking douchebag. So, I mean, I don't know. It's crazy. Those resemblances are so similar.
Yeah, I think we're going to, like, the unfortunate thing is, like, it's happened in history a lot, is where when we fuck up, it doesn't only affect, like, or when we're fucked up, it doesn't only affect us. It affects everyone. So, mm-hmm. like, these brain worms that a lot of our country has right now, like, they spread. It's like a parasite. Like,
mm-hmm.
Because we are the developed nation, so, like, our media and everything burns into every other country on planet Earth,
mm-hmm.
and that leads to a lot of issues. And, like, Canada is, like, a more developed country and everything, but, like, this can very easily, if it's not already happening, like, it's happening in Brazil. Brazil is, like, a good example. Brazil's president is, like, super, like, conservative and, like, his policies and everything, like, when Trump got into power, they mirrored each other. Like, when these dictators see someone from, like, a developed country, like, enacting things that are dictator-like actions, and seeing that it can work in a developed country, they're gonna mirror them. And it happens all the time. Like, but in Brazil, it was very apparent. Like, he was, like, the way that he was talking was, like, how Trump would talk to somebody. Like, he was just being, like, very, like, confrontational towards everything. And, I mean, that's what happens, unfortunately.
Yeah, it has them fucking ripples, man. It's got them ripples. I mean, yeah, we saw that shit in Myanmar. I was just on Google Trends and saw something that, I didn't read the whole thing, so I don't want to fucking blurt out headlines, but it was something Russia and China have, like, we found that they're fucking supporting the militants in Myanmar. That's, like, 2 years ago, right? It's 2022.
Yeah.
Like, 2 years ago, that shit's been under military control. Like, I can't, like, we talk about war. Them motherfuckers been in a war for fucking 2 years now.
Yeah. So. Well, that's also, like, another foreign policy, like, right now is just, like, really interesting to look at because, like, it's, I don't know, it's, like, Cold War-like. It's, like, very, like,
touchy,
volatile. Russia and China are, like, kind of, like, partnering together to, like, support everything that we, to support anti-democracy, pretty much. Like, they want to keep communism as, it's, like, no different than what they were doing in the Cold War. Like, they were supporting, like, North Korea, mm-hmm. and, like, Cuba, and, like, any communist state. And anything that's anti-democracy, they will put their money behind it. And, like, just the whole reason the sanctions even got put in place is because, like, parts of Ukraine, like, separated from Ukraine and said they were pro-Russian, like, they were separatists pretty much. And Russia said they're going to protect those parts of Ukraine because those are their buddies because they're pro-Russian, like, separatists. And everyone else, that's the enemy. And
yeah.
That's
fucking
it. It's just, yeah, that's fucked.
Yeah.
Fuck politics.
Yeah. Fuck politics. But one last thing about the comparison to January 6th and the truckers. I want to give a shout out to the truckers of Canada that didn't actually, they actually had some knowledge about what the fuck they were doing. And they actually affected the government and the supply chain and shit that it was.
They are the supply chain. They know how it works.
Exactly. They understand. And shit got, bottlenecks got fucked up. Shit started happening bad. And it was so fast. Like, it was immediate.
because they are the foundation. It's like the glue. It's like the base of the pyramid. It started crumbling. And Justin Trudeau's like, domestic terrorism! Like,
yeah.
So
they know. Yeah, I mean, like,
shout out to them.
Yeah. Honestly, I can't remember what the number was, but, like, I was watching Philip DeFranco, and he said, like, how much money was being lost in, like, lost trade and everything. And it was something ridiculous. It was, like, $100 million or something a day was just being lost because... I think it was even higher than that. It's just... It's crazy. It was, like, half $1 billion or something like that.
In America, we go straight from the bring guns to the fucking most populated place where the president is. Fucking shit.
Yeah, when I was doing all that research on Canada, it looks like you can just walk into their government buildings. Like, it's nothing. Like, it just seems like... In comparison to, like, how ours are super locked down, like, you can just walk around and, like, it's nothing.
Yeah, Canada seems like it's got its ups and downs. Seems like a nice place, though. Overall, maybe.
They got good weed. British Columbia.
They got the best weed. Speaking of that, shout out Jake Lugan. We got... weed one time in Toronto, Canada. Sadly, never really smoked it. This story's sort of sad, so get your tissue papers because you're probably gonna cry. We went to a dispensary. We took like two different Ubers, so we spent mad money like in Canada. We go on a plane the next day, so we couldn't really like save the weed, and there was no. It was very weird, but. We go there, get the weed, Death Star OG, the fucking highest percentage of THC. We fucking get back on. We go to, like, Popeyes or something. I got some chicken. And we fucking get in the Uber, dip back. And we could not find something to smoke the weed out of. Like, dude, we searched. We walked miles to gas stations, like, two of them. And the fucking... shit, there's no wraps, there's nothing for weed. It's like, it was like so weird. And we try rolling it in like a fucking, you know, like the yellow pages, like fucking, yeah. We tried that, did not work. And then we lastly tried to create like a bowl out of cardboard. I don't know why we didn't use a can, we weren't educated, and all that weed went to waste. Hopefully went to some hobo in Toronto, Canada. But shout out Toronto, Canada.
Just throw it off this tree.
Dude, we didn't know what to do. We were like we were sketchy as fuck. We were outside of a hotel behind a dumpster trying to make a bowl. Fucking, we looked like we were about to get arrested if someone walked up on us. So we were like trying to get the fuck out of there. And it was just a wild time. Shout out Jake. And yeah, all I know is we probably could have put the weed in the car, but we didn't really want to bring it back across the borders because that's the illegal part. You know what I'm saying? So we were like, we can't bring it on the plane. It's super illegal in Panama. So it's like, yeah, fuck it. But yeah, all that Uber money, weed money is fucking gone in like fucking 10 seconds after we got back. Like, crazy. So that's my one story about Canada. So don't come anymore.
I haven't been back since like I was really young. That was like the last time.
Yeah, I haven't gone since.
Need to get a passport.
I don't have a passport. I haven't gone since, like, my mom and dad, we all went up to visit their friends. We were, like, super young.
Yeah.
I didn't have a passport, obviously, but I don't know how that works. But back then, when you're, like, a young age like that, I don't think they, like, require it, because you're... I was probably, like, 10.
Yeah. I mean, nowadays, you kind of... Not an actual passport, but you need real ID.
Yeah.
To... Not at the moment in time, they pushed it back until 2023, I think.
Back then, so.
But you need to even do domestic flights, you're gonna need like a special license.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you use your passport for that shit, probably?
Yeah, I think you can. most likely. I think you just need, like, something that's, like, connected to the federal government, not just state government. I'm assuming that's what the whole goal of it is. Also, to charge you an extra $100 for your license, that's also...
That's exactly the point. Fuckers.
Goddamn fuckers. Dude, I finished my taxes this weekend, and state taxes are, like, way more, like, not intrusive, but just, like, they ask you way more than, like, even federal taxes ask you. Like, and they're way more confusing. There's just, like, a lot of, like, weird tax laws and shit, in like, on your state taxes. And I owed, like, freaking, after all my write-offs and everything, like, I freaking, the federal government was perfectly fine. I'm getting money back. The freaking Pennsylvania, I owed them $20. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, why?
Fucking cocksuckers. Pennsylvania, they just trying to get your money. They got too many potholes. Fix the bridge. It's like,
oh my God, screw the bridge. I was driving through a neighborhood today. I don't know how it's legal for the roads to be that bad. Like, legitimately, it looks like they have not fixed the road in 30 years. It was just like, the whole thing was a pothole. I'm like, this is insanity.
Fuck that, dude. That can't be good for the car either. Like, no fucking way. I mean, obviously not, but fuck.
No. And it was pouring rain, so they were all filled with fucking water, so it's, like, pretty much a flood in the middle of these potholes.
That'd be fun. Yeah, son, go play out in the pool today. We're going to play out in the puddle.
Yeah, it's just crazy, because, like, the neighborhood that it is in is, like, the houses and everything are, like, they're very old, but, like, they're nice, but they're completely torn to shit. Like, they're fucking not, they were not taken care of, but, like, at the time when they were built in, like, the 1800s, like, the richest motherfuckers in the city, that's where they lived, was really? In that neighborhood. And one steel went away, and then all those rich motherfuckers left, they got filled with the poor people.
Yeah.
And ain't no roads getting fixed in those poor people's.
Yeah. Sadly. Yo, yeah. Dylan. Wait, what you gonna say?
No, nothing. Keep going.
Dude, this is like completely out of the fucking realm of whatever we were talking about. It came up in my mind when you said rain, but you got anything else you want to talk about that shit real quick?
No, keep going.
Alright, so I was going to text this, but I thought it sounded stupid, but now I'm thinking about it, and I feel like it could be done, maybe. It's probably already been done, but you know how you were saying it's like rain and it's a shitty day to shoot photos? Obviously, I know that they have those covers for like cameras, like if you're like super, like the outdoor camera guys, yeah. They have the fucking weird huts. But, like, dude, could there be, like skin covers for drones or some shit? Like, a drone cover type thing? That or, like, a drone umbrella? But that would probably fuck up its weight and shit.
The cover, yes. I think they honestly... You're good.
Yep.
I think they make one, honestly. Because I looked it up one day, because I was trying to figure out if there was a way to make them more... Because they're water-resistant.
Yeah.
But... obviously, like, lithium batteries, if they fucking get wet, like, what the fuck's gonna happen? The thing's just gonna drop from the sky.
Exactly. So that's what I was thinking, bro. Like, there has to be something like that, or, bro, you could totally make something fucking just, like, drone cover. That has to be a thing.
It would help. But fucking, I was the only smart one today, and I fucking went out earlier in the morning and fucking did all my drone photos and everything, and then just came back to the house. Houses to do the interiors later in the day.
Fuck yeah.
And it saved me a lot of fucking time. But everyone else in my company wasn't smart enough, and they have to go back and do their drone photos.
Idiots.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah, we're supposed to, I think, it's supposed to storm here within the next 2 days, 1 or 2 days.
Well, I hope next week is nice, because I will be in Western New York.
WNY.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You coming back?
Yes, sir.
For how long?
Friday to Monday.
Okay.
I took off Monday, so I can. I don't have to leave on Sunday.
Next weekend?
Yeah, next weekend.
The 5th? 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th?
Yep, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th.
Dude, that's fucking awesome. Wayne's birthday is the 6th, but fucking lit. Dude, that's hype. It's fucking huge.
Yeah. Melissa's going to New York. She's going to be gone from this weekend to the 7th, I think. So, might as well not be sitting here by myself.
True.
Fuck yeah, dude. I'm hype. I just fucking made my day. We about to be bowling, boy.
Yay, yay. Hell yeah, I gotta go back to the dispensaries and need to restack.
The lineup. Get more Dino Crack. Well, Willy Wonka bar. Get the shit loaded up. That's so. Oh yeah.
And then the weekend after that, I'm coming to New York again because we're going to Ellicottville for our anniversary.
Oh shit, hell yeah. Congrats, brother.
Hell yeah, 3 years.
Damn, that's a hot minute.
How long have you and Gina been dating? It's close to that, isn't it?
It's fucking 2 years, March 25th. She's coming up.
So, oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, it's two. So, but fucking, that shit's hype. We're both in March?
Yeah, sir.
I think we talked about this before, but that's hype.
That's cool.
Yes, sir, March 14th. But we got an Airbnb there, and we're gonna go to EBC and just freaking hang out. I might go skiing if there's enough snow, but we'll see. I'm not gonna bother if it's shitty.
Dude, there's like no snow here, right now, at least by my house. There's none, barely any, because it fucking it's been raining
out here. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty much all gone now. It's just wet, muddy.
Yeah. I know it takes longer for it to melt up there, so there's a chance, but it's also going to be, like, mid-March by then, so...
Yeah, the fresh wave of snow will come hit.
Yeah, we're probably going to get hit again, and they got that snow machine shit, so...
Yeah, but that snow kind of sucks.
Yeah, honestly. I've heard that as well. I've never skied,
it's
but...
like, yeah, it's just, it's almost like ice. It's not even, like, because it's just, like... frozen water, pretty much. And some chemicals in it.
I hate that frozen water, bro.
I heard that ice is the hardest shit to, like ski and snowboard on. Because it's just fucking,
yeah, it's
like...
it's difficult.
Yeah. Fuck that.
You would think that it would help because, like, ice is slippery. No, it's not. It's shit.
Yeah.
It's you just because,
fresh
like,
pow. Fresh gnar.
Yeah, that's what you need. You need the fresh pow. If it's, like, icy, like, you just kind of, like, sink into the snow, and it's just, like, not great.
Yeah, fuck that.
But I haven't been skiing in a while, so I would really like to go, but we'll see what happens.
I've never been. I've never been skiing or snowboarding.
If you're ever gonna go, I think skiing is always, like, the best thing for anyone to start with. Like, I think everyone... I could be completely wrong with saying this, but as a skier, I think starting with skiing and then transitioning to snowboarding is an easier thing than just going straight to snowboarding. Because skiing, like, at least you have poles and, like, access to both of your feet in an emergency.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I wasn't thinking about that. I just assumed skiing would be, like, how I am with, like, ice skating. Like, for some reason, I just can't keep my feet together.
No, I think, like, skiing, I mean, like, you can get on a ski hill and just bomb it, and, like, how they're, most ski hills are built, you'll slow down before you hit the wall.
Yeah.
So, if you really want to ski, you can just do that.
Put the sticks down, just...
just don't hit anybody. First time I went skiing, I hit the craft.
You probably love that.
Yeah. I didn't, like, knock him over. I went between his legs, but I almost fucking cracked him.
God damn.
But, hey. That's how you learn how to ski. You just bomb the hill until you figure out that you can turn to slow yourself.
Just fucking run it, bud. Gun it. Straight down.
I don't think you'll ever get another experience like that, though. Fucking going 80 miles per hour down a fucking hill. I don't know how fast. It's probably fucking like 50 miles per hour.
You'd probably go pretty good. You'd probably get going pretty fast, I'd have to imagine. Yeah. I don't see how you wouldn't.
Yeah. Speaking of sports, freaking, do you guys see that? They're making a Kinect sport, or not a Kinect sport, it's a fucking, a Nintendo Switch, like, sports, like Wii Sports, but Switch Sports.
Oh, really?
It's got bowling on it.
I didn't know that.
It's got, like,
weird.
It's got bowling, tennis,
sounds like the Wii.
Soccer. Well, yeah, they're just kind of, like, remaking, like, the Wii one, and then charging $60 for it.
Oh,
and they added a couple more, like, sports.
It was better when it just came with the Wii and was like, all right, here's your free game.
I think the game I played the most. Yeah.
Me too.
I think Wii Sports is probably, like, one of their most played games just because it came with the console. But I think what's cool about it now is you can do online. Like, Wii, like, really didn't have online capabilities. So now you can, like, freaking bowl against people online and shit like that, which is pretty cool.
That shit is cool.
And there's, like, tournaments and shit that you can compete in.
So, Nintendo Bowling Pro. Cool.
I think there's, like, a bowling, like, battle royale kind of thing that they made. So there's, like, 100 people, and, like, whoever, like, hits the least amount of pins, or, like, I don't know how it fucking works with 100 people, but people get eliminated.
That's just wild.
Bowling.
That's fucking cool. I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's sort of worth the 60. At least they're doing something.
Dude, yeah.
I think a lot of I was gonna just ask, is it like just like a bunch of games, or is it like a metaverse type shit where you're in it, or is it just like a bunch of games?
No, it's just like a bunch of games.
Yeah.
Yeah, they haven't figured out the metaverse yet. Nintendo's still about 15 years behind on terms of most things.
Yeah, they do be like that, though.
But, no, that was cool. What else did they announce? They announced... Oh, I don't know if you guys ever played this. It's Mario Super Strikers.
Dude,
it's like a
yes.
Sock. There's a new one coming out of that, and that got me mad hyped. I feel like it's like a very small amount of people have played that Mario game.
Bro, it's so fun though. That was like the best one.
What
one
is
of
that
them.
One? It's soccer.
It's like soccer.
I've never played it.
But you have like crazy like Mario abilities, and you can do like crazy like mega goal scores.
Yes, sir. Dude.
Yeah, that's a good one. They had a baseball one, too. I don't remember what that one was called, but that one was really good, too.
I don't remember that one very much. But I definitely played that soccer one in the fucking Children's Hospital in Buffalo, and that shit is seared into my brain as a great time for eternity. I don't know why. It's in there.
Yeah, I was hyped when I saw that. Friggin' Elden Ring comes out on Friday, which is like a game made by the people who make Dark Souls, but it's like an open world game.
I saw the trailer, and it looked wild.
Yeah, it honestly looks like really good, and it's the world is created by George R. R. Martin, appears from Game of Thrones.
Oh shit.
This will be the hardest game to ever fucking exist. I bet fucking money on it.
Yeah, it's Dark Souls mixed with Game of Thrones. It's gonna be very difficult.
Wieners, and fucking death. So it's gonna be death, wieners, death. If George R. R. Martin's in it, fuck it. Fuck it, eh?
Titties everywhere.
Titties. Dragons, titties, death.
Dude, I saw a recent thing, because there was, like, a big conversation around, like, women, like, having to show their breasts in, like, movies and television, and, like, the actress who plays, like, Khaleesi, like, was talking about her experience in, like, the first season of Game of Thrones, like, where mm-hmm. they literally show her tits, like, every episode they can.
Yeah.
And, like, there's pretty much a scene of her getting, like, R-worded.
From behind.
Yeah.
By fucking, what's his name?
And, like, she pushed against that very hard, and the director, like, told her to fuck off. She has to do it.
Yeah. George R. R. Martin's fucked. That's him, right?
No, he wasn't. He just wrote, like, the books and everything. The director, I don't know who the director is, but... like, the content is from George R. R. Martin, and I'm assuming it was probably in the book. Because a lot of... Up until, like, the last season... Those were all based on the books very heavily.
Mm-hmm.
Because the last season they ran out of content because George R. R. Martin never finished the last book. So they had to make it up.
Yeah, I like literally I've still never really like seen it. Like my boss sometimes will just put it on and like the TV in the kitchen while like we work for the day.
So, yeah.
Like, I would just see like random episodes and like little bits and stuff like that. But like I literally remember like the first 2-3 days that like it was on. They said something to the third day. I was like, what's this white haired chick's name? He's like Khaleesi. I was like, why is it every time she's on the screen, I feel like I see her boobs. Like
yeah,
I feel like 95% of the time she's on the screen, she's like naked in some aspect. I was like, this is a weird show, man.
Yeah. The later seasons, like, I think she actually got what she wanted, and I think she, like, threatened to probably leave or something if they kept making her show her tits, because, like, you don't, like, after the first couple seasons, like, they don't really do that as often
mm-hmm.
with her, or at all, really, I don't think, because she kind of becomes, like, a badass bitch who, like...
Or, I said, I'm sorry, Daenerys is what I was talking about.
Yeah, they call her Khaleesi, though. That's, like, a real name for her.
Daenerys, Khaleesi, that chick. The mother of dragons, whatever. Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That Khaleesi, shit. I think, is, like, the queen, or whatever her name is, Daenerys.
Yeah. Yeah, like, fucking, the actress is, who is she?
She's married to somebody, I can't remember who. Yeah.
Oh. I think I might.
I can like
Amelia
picture
Clark.
Yeah, I mean, thank you. I was gonna say I can like picture.
Oh yeah, she's married to Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. Wow. That's a badass couple right there.
No, she's not. That's not his wife. He's married to
Maybe not. I'm wrong.
I thought
I was just going off that picture.
I thought he was married to Blake Lively.
Yep, you are right. Who is Amelia Clark married to? Nobody? She's dating somebody. I don't know. I don't know enough about fucking.
It's gotta be weird. So, like, did they actually have sex?
No. They don't.
It's so awkward.
Well, that's like, in that whole conversation that was happening, they were also talking about, like, sex scenes, and they were talking about how, like, they are, like, terrible to shoot. Like, it's just literally a room full of, like, white dudes watching you get, like, fake fucked, like, on camera.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's fucking rough. That whole shit. I don't know. Was there, like a podcast or, like, an interview or something?
No, it all came out of Euphoria because there, it was just, like, a conversation happening in the media, and, like, all these actresses were speaking out against, like, or speaking about their, like, experiences and everything because, like, Euphoria, what is that actress? It's Sydney Sweeney. She's, like, the blonde girl on the show, and, she's, like, super, like, sexualized, not... I mean, in the show, sort of, but, like, she's super sexualized in, like, mainstream media and everything because she has large breasts and people go crazy over that. But in the show, like, they're all playing high schoolers. So, like, the conversation was rising out of, like, why are we, like, if they're playing high schoolers, why are there these, like, crazy sex scenes and, like, her showing girls' tits and, like, all the...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, Melissa says it all the time. Like, the show would make 100 times more sense and probably get a lot less backlash if it were just be set in college and not in high school.
Which one are you talking about now? The
Euphoria.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I thought you said. I just didn't hear you.
Yeah. Like, Zendaya has a thing in her contract where she will not show her tits.
Yeah.
That's just like, she refuses to do it.
Yeah. I don't like
be naked in general.
You don't really need to.
Yeah. I don't understand, like, I guess it is just, like, the male fetish, and that's a male-dominated industry, but I just, like, dude, and, like, obviously as a man, like, yay boobs, but, like, bro, it's, like, fucked up. At the end of the day, it's fucked up. Like, that, like, it's, like, a male-dominated industry, and, like, you just, like, project, like, they're making money off, like, titties, and they're not, they don't even have the titties, and they're making money off the titties, but then in, like, you know, like, the Free the Nip movement, women can't even show their titties. So yeah, it's exactly. Like...
It's like a terrible double standard.
Yeah, like, white men can make money off of titties in movies, but then women can't just freely express their own titties. So I understand when they say that, when you, like, say it out loud, it's fucked up. Like, it's so fucked up.
Yeah. It is a terrible double standard, and, like... Yeah. It never adds to the story at the end of the day. Like, having a sex scene or showing a girl's tits in a movie, like, what are you adding to the story? And, like, as someone who went to film school and blah, 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 like, we at no point were ever taught to be like, okay, the way you're going to make your movie better is if you put a sex scene in there. Like, it's not... Like, what are you adding to the story? Like, they can have a romantic relationship and you never have to show a sex scene and you'll still get the same idea that they're having sex, like, off screen.
Yeah, like, it just has noises and the lights go down and the door closes or something, like, in, like...
Yeah, I don't even think you need to do that. Like, why are you showing it?
Yeah.
Like, what are you accomplishing? Yeah. Unless it's, like, an affair or something, like, yeah, okay, obviously, like, that's part of the story. Like... You need to be able to see the affair happen. But, like, if it's just, like, two motherfuckers who are very clearly in a romantic relationship together, like, it never really adds anything to the plot.
Besides, it might have people view it more, make fucking whoever made the movie a little bit more money because there's titties in it or something.
I've always thought that... Every time there's, like, titties and anything, they have to show, like, a certain amount of penises before or afterwards. Because there's always, like, way more penises. like, that's not accomplishing anything. I think it might just be, like, them try to compensate. It's like, all right, we showed some titties. We're going to show, like, 80 penises.
Yeah.
Because Game of Thrones has, honestly, probably... I would like to see the titty-to-penis ratio. And, dude. Like, you... Can't count boobs as two. It's gonna be one pair of boobs versus a penis.
Yes. There's way more wieners. So many wieners. That's why I immediately said wieners when we brought up Game of Thrones, because, like, that was South Park's. I always bring up South Park. That's my culture reference. They knocked George R. R. Martin with, like, their song, Floppy Wiener, Floppy Wiener, Floppy, Flaccid Wiener. Like, they fucking, you guys should watch that if you haven't. South Park's Game of Thrones,
I've heard that song.
Yeah, it's great.
I've never heard of it.
Dude, it's so funny. They just make fun of George R. R. Martin and his obsession with wieners, and obviously, like, just, like, sexual, like, shit in his writing. And,
I was kind of thrown off a little bit by, like, at least in my opinion, I mean, and, like, your guys' probably too, as we're talking about it. But I thought it was really strange, like, the first, like, couple, like, episodes or hours of just, like, passively watching it in the kitchen, like, how, I mean, I guess accurate, even though obviously that time frame never, like, that whole, it's fictional, I guess what I'm trying to say, but how it's, like, set in time, I found it, like, really odd and strange that, like, they talk the way they do, where, like,
yeah.
I remember one scene specifically, or just, like, not even specifically, but how, like, there was a couple scenes how, like, they just talk about, like, horrors or, like, I think they say mm-hmm. horrors. Yeah, like, they talk about, like, horrors, and then, like, I remember the one scene, because I found it really weird, like, some dude, like, escaped, or he was, like, he, like, escaped from, like, a jail cell or prison. I don't know his name. I know nothing about it. But then they, like, found him in the woods, and they were, like, chasing him down. And then, like, they, like, got him. And then there was, like, two dudes, like, holding him down to the ground. And then the other guy, like, started to, like, undo his pants. And he was, like, I'm going to fuck you in the ass or, like, whatever he said. And I was, like, would this actually happen in this time period? Like, that's weird. And then, like, they got, like, shot with arrows because, I think there was, like, a chick. And some other people that, like, showed up or, like, they were in the area or whatever like that. I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about. I'm, like... it's a very vague description because, obviously, I don't watch the show. I'm just, like, recalling what I saw. But yeah. It was weird as fuck. I was like, would he really, like, just be doing that right there while these two guys, like, hold him down? I was like, would that happen in this... What, like, time period is that supposed to be set in? Like,
I think that's George R. R. Martin's weird fucking mind.
Like... Yeah, I mean, that's like a, it's a different world.
Yeah. Like, yeah, but what's like,
but what time? I mean, medieval.
Okay.
Yeah. I would say. Because, like, anything that has to do with, like, dragons and, like, castles and, like, having territory and stuff like that, that's all, like, feudalism and,
yeah,
like,
so I just
medieval
thought it was, like,
time.
I thought it was real strange that, like, this show and, like, the people in this time period, like, they're very, like, sex driven.
As someone who has written a period piece, like, a, something set in a previous time period, I will say trying to separate yourself from modern dialogue is very difficult.
Yeah.
Like, you have to do a lot of research into linguistics and, like, how people actually would have talked during that time period to figure out, like, how to write, like, in their speech. And, like, it takes a long ass time. And, like, I tried my best, but, like, it's nowhere near, like, because, like, I had, at that time period, it would have been, like, people from all, like, all these immigrants and everything whose English is very, like, broken. So you would have to figure out how each individual, like, immigrant group, like, how their perception of English is. Dude. And, because I talked to a linguist, like, and they said that, like, they were all over the place because they came from all different parts of the world and, like, they were being... A lot of them learned English just from, like, hearing other people say it. So, like, they didn't really understand the meaning of it. They were just kind of, like, copycatting, like, mm-hmm. what they heard. And that's, like, how they... So, trying to figure out how to do that. And then even go further back in, like, medieval times. Like, I've seen TikToks of, like, people showing, like, how English evolved over time. And, like, back, like, when the Vikings and, like, when Great Britain was, like... not developed at all, and there's, like, people living in the trees and everything, like, that version of English,
it
sounds like gibberish. It's just, like, pretty much tree people talk. But, like, you can see, like, how it evolves into, like, English at some point. Like, language just constantly is, like, how we say things is changing.
Yeah.
So it's a difficult thing to tackle.
Yeah, as I said, it would be, it's just a different world, it's just a different everything, and so it's hard to kind of say that like, would or wouldn't be how they talked and how they thought back then. I mean, it kind of makes a little bit of sense if you think about it. I mean, like, it's medieval times, like, what else is there to do than just, like, fucking survive, like, I don't even know, survive and fuck.
Like,
at the same time, I feel as if all the way back to medieval times, like, that it wouldn't be to the extent that Game of Thrones, like, portrays it now, or at least I don't feel like it would be. It just feels like, it feels weird and wrong.
I mean, what's, like, fantasy stuff, like, you have to take it as fantasy, and you have to, like, kind of remove yourself from, like, how, like, things work in the real world, which is all it is. Sci-fi and fantasy are, like, the easiest things on planet Earth to write, because you can get rid of all the rules that apply to everything in the real world and make shit up. Like, I've written, like, for classes, we've had to write, like, small screenplays and stuff, and writing, like, sci-fi is so, like, super fun. Because you could just be, like, just, that's what George R. R. Martin 100% did. He was just sitting there, just fucking pouring his brain out on the paper. And he's, like, he got a fucked up brain. Like, it
Wiener.
Doesn't take, it doesn't take, like, a master of their craft to write something like that. So.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm not taking anything away from it, but it is. I personally think those are the easiest genres to write because you can make the rules.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I mean, I didn't really judge it and be like, oh, this is an accurate, bad show, because obviously I know nothing about what medieval times, especially in that setting with, like, dragons and fucking all the shit they got going on, but it just, like, it struck me as weird at first. I was like, that's odd.
Yeah, I mean, curious. I've definitely watched shows where I was like, why the fuck are they talking like that?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I will say a really good show that does, like, I think, like, how linguistics, like, dialogue write is Ozark, like, the show on Netflix.
Okay.
Like, because the actress, like, the one actress, she plays, like, the one blonde girl on the show, and she won, like, an Emmy for, like, her acting and everything, because she's, like, super good, and she's, like, from, like, Melissa's neighborhood in the Bronx. And she nails, like, how people there talk. Like,
it's always like really Louisiana cool. Louisiana or some shit?
Ozarks is, like, I want to say it's not Louisiana. It's, like, in the...
Oh, Mississippi, maybe. I don't know. I watched the first season, and that blonde girl did real good. She was nice.
I haven't seen it. My mom and dad liked it.
Arkansas? Missouri.
Missouri. One of them M's.
Yeah. Yeah, it's in northern Arkansas and southern Missouri.
Okay.
I thought The Witcher was really good.
Yeah. Did you watch the first season?
Yeah, in the second one.
Oh, in the second one? I need to watch the second one.
I'm excited for the third season. Hopefully soon. I'm excited for Stranger Things 4. Season 4, too, that's going to be coming out this year. Oh, yeah,
June 5th.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm excited. It's so crazy. I saw a picture on Twitter because it was Finn... I think his name's, like, Finn Wolfhart or whatever his name is. His birthday, he just turned 23, and they were like, oh, he was 13 when they filmed. It was like, it's crazy to think that they've only done 3 seasons, and it's been 10 years.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate thing about casting young actors. Harry Potter.
Yeah.
They age way faster than you can make the movie.
Yeah, it's very true. I think it'll be cool, though. I mean, I think it's a good
time. I mean, I think everybody's invested in it enough that they don't care about... I think that was the same case with Harry Potter. Like, they were going to recast Harry Potter. Exactly.
No, you can't. I mean, you just have to roll with it. But I kind of do enjoy shows like that. That's why I really like season 1 to season 2. I know you haven't seen season 2, but I'm not, so I won't, like, spoil, but obviously, Siri, like, she's still in the show, like, she's a child actress, she gets older, so I actually liked how, like, you saw her go from, like, the little girl in season 1, and then she's, like, getting a little bit older in season 2. Like, that's why I kind of like those shows, because you really, like, you get the feeling that, like, the show is, like...
I mean, you age with the actor.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And, like, that's a good positive. It's like when you cast young, like the character is going to get older in the show.
Yep.
So, like, you can actually, I think that's a good thing. I think, like I said, you kind of age with the actor, and I feel like you get a better connection because you kind of see the character's, like, growth, but as, like, the real human is also growing at that point in time. Exactly. Like learning lessons and, like,
Stranger Things did a really good job with that as well. Just how they adapted the story. I mean, like, obviously, Eleven's character is getting older, just as Millie Bobby Brown is getting older. So, like, they go through that whole, like, teenager phase where, like,
yeah.
her and Max, like, you know, they're being, like, teenage girls. They're going on the mall. They're shopping. The boys are, like, playing. You know, they grow up or they kind of, like, they grow out of that phase where freaking what's his name? The boy who went missing. See, I haven't watched it so long. I'm already forgetting their names.
Will.
Like, Will wants to keep playing that game they play. I think they play Dungeons & Dragons, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, he wants to keep playing D&D in, like, the third season, but they want to, like, go do stuff outside, and he's like, oh, we'll play later. Like, we'll play another time. So it's cool to see how they put that into the show. Like, yeah, the characters are getting older, but then, like, the actors themselves are getting older, so...
Because
I was a late bloomer on the Stranger Things train. I honestly don't think I started it until, like, the second season was out.
Game one.
Yeah, I didn't. I'm always one of those people with shows like this, though, where, like, I don't watch right when everybody else is watching just because I'm like, ah, it's just one of those shows. Like, it's one of those shows people are going crazy about. Like, I don't have any, like, motivation or, like, itch to watch it. But then when I do watch it, I'm like, oh, wow, this show's pretty good. Because I've watched it through twice, I think almost three times now. I think I started, like, the first season and I was like, eh. This would be the third time. I don't really need to watch it again, but I would watch The Witcher again through. I probably will once they come out with season 3. I'll probably watch through 1 and 2 just to, like, pick up little stuff, but I was excited for Stranger Things. I mean, I was... There's 3, right? There's 3 seasons.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I thought it was great, honestly.
Yeah, it's really good, but with The Witcher, Hopper. If you ever have too much time on your hands, The Witcher 3 is... It won Game of the Year. It is, honestly, Justin will vouch for it too. Justin used to say that it was his favorite game. I don't know if that's still the case. But that game is, like, top tier. Like, open world game. Like, I don't think you can get any better than that game. I do, like, and the DLC is even, the DLC is pretty much, like, 2 more full games. Like, it's another, like, I don't even know, like, 30 plus hours of gameplay in both of them.
So I've never played any of the Witcher games.
Mm-hmm.
Or read any, like, the comic books, because I know there, or comic books are just books in general. I know there's books as well.
Mm-hmm.
My boss Matt has. I think he's played 1 or 2 of the games, so, like, he kind of said it in his opinion it was good. Like, from somebody who's played the games and then you've watched season 1, how does everything compare? Like, is the accuracy there, or, like, is the portrayal there? Because everybody, I've heard tons of people say that, like, Henry Cavill is, like, he's like Geralt, like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No. I mean, yeah. I, like, when I watched it, because, like, the show takes place, like, in different parts of the games. Like, you can tell, like, where the show, like, is, like, picking up in certain spots.
Yeah, that's what they said. It's not exactly, like, like, they jump around with, like, some of, like, the plots or stuff, like, in the books or in the games to, like, put them in the season.
So, which is good, because I would rather them, like, kind of, like, pick different parts of, like, the existing content and rather than just, like, run through the same thing that has been ran through, like, in the book or the game.
Yeah, because I think he said that, in his opinion, and then, like, other people's that he even saw about the game, they, like, tried taking, like, the best parts and, like, the more, like, important parts of, like, the books and the games to, like, put them in the first season and then the second season, that is. To kind of build, like, that story that they have, like, the live-action story.
I mean, with games, especially Witcher 3, because Witcher 2 is, like, a linear story game. It's not open world. Like, you just play through a story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really good game. It's probably fucking free to play at this point. I've seen it become free a lot. But The Witcher 3 is open world, and it has... more goddamn side quests than you'll ever be able to fucking play, and they're, like, full, like, storyline side quests, not just, like, go over here and grab something. It's like, you have to fucking play, like, 8 side quests because you talk to one guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of, like, they're able to show a lot more of the universe than, like, a show ever will be able to. So, like, it's a good that they're kind of, like, picking, like, the good aspects instead of, like, getting really convoluted into, like, all the stuff that the game can do.
That's cool.
But the game is, if you like the show, like, if you want to be in that universe, like, Witcher 3 is, like, the game to do it. Like, you can that game probably is like a fucking 200-hour game with the DLC. Wow,
that's crazy.
Yeah. That's badass.
The play, played it, the 100% it, it's like, I don't even know. I can honestly look it up.
But just comparing it to Game of Thrones, just because like we were talking about it. Excuse me, I burped. I think the way that Game of Thrones does their whole like sex scene, nudity, like that kind of thing. I like the way Game of Thrones does it because it's much more, I think, just like believable. But also it's much more like you don't feel like they're just like shoving it down your throat. Yeah. Like if I'm not mistaken, I wanna say there's like maybe 2 or 3 scenes where you see like some boobaloobaloobies. And it's really only
in the game Yennefer. There's a lot of it.
Yeah.
And it's Yennefer because like I think in the show they do the bathtub.
Yeah, there's the bathtub and then there's the scene with her and I can never remember the guy's name. He's the black guy, the mage.
Oh,
it starts with an E, doesn't it? S.
You're close.
What is it? Isn't it start with an E, right? Am I wrong? Estrid? Is it Estrid?
Yeah, Istrid. Like Istrid. I think it's
with yeah, Istrid. Yeah, Istrid. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think there's like,
oh, you
there's
had like that it, one though.
Scene.
You
had yeah, it, I know. I wanted. I knew it was like the eh or eh sound. Yeah, like we're in fucking preschool out here, sounding it out. yeah, I. So it's like that, and that's like one of the only 2 scenes I can remember. There's the one where maybe 3 because there's the bathtub. There's her and Istrid, and then there is the part where. Fucking what's his name, the guitar playing guy,
Yeskier,
yeah, where he's in like the bedroom upstairs and Geralt goes to save her and she's like naked there too, so like that's only 3. But it's kind of like what you said earlier, it's like is there like a lot of need for it, like what's the need to like the benefit ratio, really you don't need it at all. Like I'm not saying like, oh, I like it better because I get a little bit of titty and not a lot of titty. I could care less if I see titty at all, but I'm just saying, like, the way they do it, it's a little bit more believable, and it's a little bit
tasteful.
Like, it's a little bit more tasteful.
Yeah. Well, The Witcher 3, I'm pretty sure the first time you see Geralt is the bathtub scene.
Okay.
I think there's something before it, and then the first time, like, you see him in the game, it's, like, the scene with the bathtub.
Yeah, you see, and, like, that's a video game. So, like, I guess it's, I guess it's comparable, but also, like, it's different because it's a video game, but it's not like a TV show where, like, all right, guys, we gotta do this.
But I think, like, that bathtub scene kind of sets up, at least in the game, it sets up, like, the relationship between, like, the two of them.
Yeah. Like. No, it does it perfectly.
So.
At least from, like, what I interpret as, like, their relationship, like, they both have like an attraction and a liking for each other, but also at the same time, like they don't really like each other.
Yeah. And like they're both like on their own paths.
Yep.
But like they converge a lot.
Exactly.
It seems that's what I kind of get from the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the game is really good. I will admit I've never finished it because I played a large portion of it, and then I got to a point, because I wasn't doing the side quest. That's the one thing, you do have to do the side quest. You have to level with the game, because you will get under-leveled, and I got to a part where literally it was impossible with the level that I was at. And I just, every single time I get on it, I just cannot get past that part.
The only critique I've heard of the show is that, and it's funny, because the gas station that like the restaurant I work at is like attached to, the guy who owns the gas station is like a super hardcore gamer. Like he's a father. His name's Imran. He's just this like this older Indian gentleman. He's probably like my dad's age. And, like, he was talking...
He's a gamer?
Yeah, he has a PlayStation, he has an Xbox, he has, like, a really nice laptop and PC. He brings the laptop to, like, the gas station, so, like, when he's the one at the counter, he'll sit to the side with the laptop and sometimes just play games. And he's played, like, all the Witchers. He's played so many games, dude. It's ridiculous, because he was asking me the one day, he's like, you ever played that? I was like, no, I've never played any of these games. And he was saying how the only thing he didn't like about the Witcher series is just Geralt's, like, abilities, like, his powers.
Yeah.
Like, whatever they stem from. Like, somebody was explaining to me, I think, like, what they're supposed to stem from, like, basically, like, four elements, or, like, the four elements.
Yeah.
So he was just saying that they're not how they're, like, kind of depicted in the games, or, like, it's not the most accurate. Yeah.
Dude, in the games, it's almost, like, some of his things are, like, Jedi powers.
Yeah.
Like, he can, like, put thoughts in people's heads and stuff like that. And, like, pretty much, like, the whole, like, Jedi wave thing.
Yeah, but, he's got I kind of agree with that. He's got, like, a little, like, force push, which I thought was cool.
Yeah. Because in the games, it's, like, right in front of you. You can see the elements, because you can switch between them and everything.
You haven't watched the second season?
I haven't seen the second season.
When you watch the second season, there's a really cool fight scene that you'll know which one I'm talking about right when you see it, because there's, like, a part where he uses, like, the little...
Black juice.
Like, force... He uses the little force push thing. Trent might know what I'm talking about.
I knew exactly what you're talking about when you talk about cool fight scene, because that fucking season's crazy.
Cool fight scene with, like, the... In that, like, little sanctuary temple thing.
Know exactly what you're talking about, yeah.
Yep. It was wild. I mean, like, it was, like, such a small little part of the fight, but it was cool because it was, like, shit.
Yeah.
And then another comment I have about The Witcher, and I don't know if it's supposed to be this way, but obviously because I have, like, no background knowledge going in... Geralt seems incredibly, like, stronger and overpowered than the rest of the Witchers. Like, Witchers are supposed to be, like, badass dudes, and Trent will know what I'm talking about, but the end of season 2 with the plot, what's going on, and, like, the story, there's a fight that goes down, and Geralt just seems like he's way more well-equipped to handle those kind of things than, like, any of, like, the other Witchers and characters, because, like, he just handles his business quickly, and the other dudes, like, kind of struggle for the most part. They don't, like, struggle, but, I don't know, Geralt just seems, like, crazy. He just seems like he's...
Yeah, like, he's the Witcher. He's the Witcher. Everyone else is a Witcher. He's the Witcher.
That's what my boss were saying when we were talking about it. I was like, maybe that's why, like, everybody refers to him and, like, as, like, the White Wolf, and nobody else really has, like, a title. Or, like a calling like that. Like, everybody knows him, like, oh, the Great White Wolf. So, it must be just because he's, like... The Witcher. Like, he's the guy. Which is cool. He's badass. I like the show. It's a good show.
Yeah. It definitely is. Yeah. Now you're making me... I'm probably going to watch the second
season. I honestly think you should. I highly recommend it. It's worth...
I need to watch the first.
Definitely worth it.
I need to rewatch the first.
Yeah, rewatch the first. Jog your memory.
Need to watch Peacekeeper. That's all.
I need to see that.
John Cena.
I heard that it's really good.
Dude, I saw a couple commercials for it. It looked pretty.
It looks funny. It looks funny.
John Cena is a funny man.
John Cena is low key a good actor.
He is, dude. He's underrated.
John Cena is low key a good actor. 100%.
Yeah. Dude, I remember the first time, because WWE used to put out movies, and they put out The Marine.
That shit was awesome. That shit was great.
Yeah, that movie is fucking top tier.
Yeah.
John Cena is like a fucking crazy Marine, like, trying to save his family.
And they took his wife, and he's fucking...
I've never seen or heard of that.
Great. Yeah, check it out. Hold on, what year is that movie from? Dude, when I was younger, like, when I was really in WWE, I was, like, fucking John Cena was like my idol. Like, I used to watch like documentaries. I would get like DVDs with like John Cena documentaries.
Dude, it's so funny because I actually did the same shit, and I had the John Cena CD when he released his album.
Yeah,
back in like 05. Bro, that shit was so funny. Oh my god, because it had his entrance song, but there were so many songs that were like bangers.
Yeah, dude, because he was a rapper.
Yeah. Dude, rapper, wrestler, actor extraordinaire.
That movie came out in 2006.
I've literally never even heard of him. That's crazy.
That's like the first.
It's got John Cena as John Triton. They didn't even change his first name.
Not worth it.
I like movies like that where they don't change the actor's first name, they just keep it. Makes it more authentic.
You could tell, like, his wife's name is Kate Triton, and the evil villain, Rome.
Rome. Kate Triton.
Bennett.
Yeah. That movie It was low quality.
Also top tier, John Cena DVD documentaries. I think I had like a 3-DVD box set. It kind of ran through John Cena's whole life. I had one for Rey Mysterio too. That one was really funny because like a lot of it was in Spanish. And I did not know what they were saying.
You needed those subtitles, boy.
True. I was like 7. I didn't know about subtitles.
It's funny.
That's probably my first exposure to Spanish outside of Dunkirk.
That's funny.
Rey Mysterio documentary DVD.
Those shits are awesome, man. I used to have a lot of those, like, WrestleMania ones and one about Triple H and shit. Yeah.
I liked the WrestleMania documentaries. Those ones are really good.
Yeah, dude, and
That had, like, mad old WrestleManias from, like, way back in the WWF.
Back when they'd actually fucking hit each other, and then fuck each other up. Those are the good old days, dude. Fucking Mick Foley with Mr. Sacco and the fucking tacks. That dude...
My god, dude, that shit fucking scarred me.
It scarred... I know. Bro.
WWE is honestly a very violent show sometimes, because they're
back in the day.
Bats with nails on it, just fucking...
Bro. Wayne was shoving socks in my mouth for, like, years until Mr. Socko left the fucking WWE. Dude, it was like a thing. Like, fuck, you put a sock on your hand and you just fuck with somebody. Like... I don't know. But yeah, dude, crazy.
Yeah, because he was Mick Foley and he was also Mankind. Because at some point he transitioned to Mankind.
Yeah.
Was it the other way around? I can't remember. I think he was Mick Foley after Mankind.
Some shit, but all I know is last time I saw that dude, he was on, like, the off-brand WWE, where, like, it was, like, this was, like, after WWE's prime, it was, like, this, you can show some real pain and blood and shit.
Yeah.
And this guy was laying tacks across, like, a table and, like, slammed someone over the ropes through a tack table. There's just blood everywhere. I was, like... How is this on fucking TV? Like, is this fucking real? Yeah.
Dude, what was the one? ECW? Was that the...
That was it. Or whatever.
Yeah, fucking... ECW was fucking hardcore. I remember I went to a WWE fight in the Sabres, like, arena. And, like, it was SmackDown first. And then it was ECW directly after that. And I think we left because it was way too, like... That's, like, adult... Wrestling, like, it's just super hardcore.
Bro, we need to hit that nowadays. See what it's all about.
Yeah, dude, honestly, I think, mad adults go to wrestling events. Like, I honestly think the majority of the people in a wrestling event are probably, like, 30-year-old men.
Bro, Mom and Wayne watch that shit every Monday and Friday, and they get me to watch all this shit on every other Sunday or whatever, the big ones. And, dude, it's all fucking, like, millennials and old people, and then, like, their kids. But it's, like, you're totally right. It's a stadium packed with, like us, like people like us that are like,
yeah,
this shit's still lit. Like, this shit's still lit.
And, yeah. It works, dude. Like, they make a lot of money off their pay-per-views, at least.
Yeah.
I know Logan Paul's been involved in some of this stuff. Like, I saw he was on, I think, SmackDown or something recently. Dude,
I watched it today with Wayne. Fucking, he's gonna be in WrestleMania or some shit.
Yeah,
so,
he
was. Dude.
So is Steve-O. Steve-O's gonna be in WrestleMania.
Yeah, I
saw
that
too. I think he's gonna be the Royal Rumble or some shit.
Oh, I think Johnny Knoxville was, like, already in that
oh,
shit.
Oh, Johnny Knoxville. Yeah, yeah, Johnny Knoxville's gonna be in the, or was in the Royal Rumble.
That shit was funny.
Out of town. So Johnny Knoxville.
Because he was on, like, Jimmy Kimmel. The old, like, they were trying to promote, like, Jackass, and the only thing he wanted to talk about was it being in WrestleMania or the Royal Rumble. And he's like, whatever, dude, son, I'm gonna win that shit. And like, Jimmy Kimmel's like, yeah, but with the Jackass, like, talking about it, he's like, keeps going back to WrestleMania.
That shit don't matter. I'm trying to win the WWE, boy.
Yeah, I do like how the WWE brings in people like that. I feel like the whole Logan Paul situation is them definitely like, I'm trying to appeal to the millennial generation.
Yeah, and just fucking hate in general. Because they paired him with, like, one of the guys that, I mean, I remember used to hate him with John Cena was in the fucking shit. The Miz, or fucking whatever. So, yeah, Mega Douche.
Yeah, The Miz.
Yeah, The Miz, Mega
Douche. Yeah, The Miz was on his podcast.
Yeah, so.
And they got paired up through that, I think. Because shortly after he started, because he was at some, I think it was SmackDown a couple, or Raw or something, like a couple months back before him even going to be in WrestleMania. So.
Yeah, now he's in it to win it. They got all them fuckers. They got Pat McAfee, who's got his podcast, and he does the announcing, and he's all hyped up going crazy. Now they got Logan Paul. They got fucking just so many motherfuckers in that bitch. It's crazy.
Yeah. Dude, I think the best thing about WWE, I think the best thing about a lot of sports comes down to the commentators. Because, like, the fucking commentators on, like, Monday Night Raw, like, I can't, the bigger dude, I can't remember what his name was, but, like, his voice was just, like, perfect for.
Is it Jerry Lawler? Lawler or something?
Yeah.
I mean, that guy, he was electric. Yeah. He was fucking awesome.
And I remember, like, when I went to those, like, wrestling events, they would be there. And, like, I think I was more excited to see them than, like, a lot of the wrestlers. Just because, like, you see, like, hear them more than anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're definitely the fucking shit. And Pat McAfee doing it now is different, dude. Like, he gets up on the table. Like, every time I'm down there, like, it's Raw. So I'll walk by just to go get water, and I'll just see Pat McAfee, like, with his fucking, like, he's like, oh my god, and he's, like, standing on top of the table, just, like, screaming. It's like, okay, it's good he's here. It's good he's here. Like,
that's awesome.
Yeah, he found a home. He found a home for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. God bless the WWE. It kind of fucked Vince McMahon because he's a terrible human, but
yeah.
God bless the WWE.
Fucking A.
I'll always bring up, every time we talk about the WWE, Vince McMahon writing the N-word into his script so he could say it. God bless Vince McMahon. You can be on our anti-sponsors for the week.
Good. Good.
There's a long laundry list of things.
That's not bad, but add more people. Stack them up.
One a week.
Oh, God.
We're going to have to get more sponsors to offset the
end. Yeah, really. We got to get more regular sponsors.
We're going to be sitting here. All right, fuck. Jimmy Bob from the corner store. He ripped me off. We're gonna get into Deep does the hell with that one. We can't have a canceled podcast. It's just fucked Joe Rogan.
No, we don't want no cancel culture.
We don't want to be a part of that, but at the same time, we can still say fuck Joe Rogan.
Yeah, and fuck Robin Hood, fucking scum, fucking piece of fucks.
Yeah.
All them fucks drive me mad. But hey, what can you do?
All you can do is buy NFTs and lock money. Can I get an amen?
Amen! And buy it down on crack.
Kind of connected to that. Do you see the FBI is creating a special division for crypto and blockchain and everything?
I did see that.
I heard a little bit about that from somebody.
A little fucking late.
Yeah, the day of reckoning is coming. I've been saying it for a long time, but a lot of the shit that is current, the Wild West, never lasts.
Gotham's reckoning.
Yeah.
If the SEC is too slow, the FBI will be there quicker than you can snap your fingers.
Facts. They're gonna get you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So a lot of these YouTubers, all your favorite YouTubers, all of them are running Ponzi schemes or rug pulls.
Yeah, I saw Soulja Boy and fucking, what's his name, Lil Boat, Lil Yachty, did a cryptocurrency
pump and dump. More lawsuits that come out of it, because fucking SafeMoon, do you know that cryptocurrency? Do you remember that one?
I heard about it, yeah.
Yeah, there's a class action lawsuit against them.
Yeah, people, so, if you bought that, you're going to make a lot of money, but...
The class action lawsuit is for, like, their roadmap. Like, they put a roadmap out, and they did not deliver on any of it, because it was a rug pull. It was, like, if you look at the chart on it, it was the biggest rug pull you could... It was perfect. Perfectly executed. All the money went in, and all the money left instantly. God dropped to zero.
It was good execution.
And they did not deliver on the roadmap because, like, people can't sue over fucking a rug pull on cryptocurrency because there's nothing that says you can't do it because there's no regulation against it. So they can sue against fucking false advertisement or mispromises and everything.
Yes, sir.
So,
which is good. That shit's fucked up, dude. So it makes me scared about crypto, man.
At the end of the day, buy smart crypto investments. Do not buy things that are fucking literally worthless and can be used to launder money or anything that can be used for illegal activity is probably going to be
You're talking directly at Bitcoin there, Bubba.
Yes, yeah.
And that's the biggest motherfucking one.
And a lot of that Bitcoin.
Just don't buy a pizza for 10,000 Bitcoin. China,
and the United States is very anti-China, at least the Chinese government. So, I would assume Bitcoin would be probably on the top of their list when it comes to money laundering.
Yeah, I saw that.
Investigations.
Yeah, they really want to start, putting out regulations and restrictions on crypto, like how fucking crypto sites and shit, and obviously NFT shits have gas fees and stuff, fucking government's gonna find a way to get pennies on the dollar of all these transactions.
They're gonna tax that gas fee.
Yeah, they're gonna start doing something, and it's gonna just tank. It's gonna start tanking a lot of shit that has no utility.
It's gonna hurt the market a lot. Yeah, exactly. The things with utility always survive because, they actually have a fucking purpose. So, and when regulation comes, the things with no purpose are the things that will not survive in a taxed environment.
They're gone forever.
Because, why the fuck are you going to spend an extra $200 to buy... I don't even know what the gas fee is, in terms of cost, but when... The U.S. government, because, that's a big conversation, some NFTs already do it, where every transaction, a percentage of the transaction goes to, the minter or, the person who created it.
Yep.
Or, the project and everything. And so, like, it's already possible to, like, get a little chunk of, like, every little, like, crypto, like, transaction. And, like, Coinbase does it, too. Like, if you want to, like, turn, like, Bitcoin into USD, they there's a cost to do that. Like, they take a little chunk every single time. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's very easy for the U.S. government to step in and be like, hey, motherfuckers, we're going to add a little bit more chunk, and that is ours now, and they get a percentage of your Bitcoin, and they start stockpiling it.
Yep. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. I don't know. We'll see what happens to that market, but I guarantee you, just like fucking, it's going to start dropping down to the ones that actually have fucking uses.
Yeah, but I mean, for all the big players are going to take a hit for sure.
Oh, yeah, of course, they can't really. It's just like a volatile currency. Yeah.
When it goes from the Wild West to regulated America, like, it's things always. But it had the same thing happened with the boom of the internet, like the .coms. Yeah. Like, it's, I mean, like, the writing's on the wall, but, like, I think crypto is, at least the concept of it is here to stay. I think it is ingrained in what the internet wants to become, it appears.
Yeah. Yo, so, you know what I was just thinking? It's honestly, like, if the government does do that and they start getting those restrictions, they're pretty much consuming, they're gathering Bitcoin, which they probably already are. And, like, other, like, you know, digital shit. I don't fucking know. But you gotta assume that they are.
Yeah, I would assume so.
So, like, it sort of gives you more of a bullish case for Bitcoin. Because if they're going to put restrictions on it, that means pretty much they're going to regulate it so it's less volatile. So that the government can then use it.
It's here to stay.
Yeah. So then, but which one's going to be here to stay? It's going to be fucking Bitcoin. It's going to be Bitcoin.
Yeah.
For now, at least, maybe Ethereum, but yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. I mean, there doesn't only have to be one big dog. There can be multiple. Yeah. But when it comes to U.S. regulation, I agree. They're probably going to pick Bitcoin because their enemy is holding a lot of said item.
Yeah, and it's weird. It's so weird, like, if we start doing that, like, what if, like, China just, like, they could make everything, like, go ass up, you know what I mean? Like, I don't fucking know. It's a
very rude. I mean, like, when things go wrong in China with Bitcoin, the fucking thing goes ass up very quickly.
Yeah.
Because a large percentage of the holdings are in that area.
Yeah, it's very, it's weird.
I don't know. It's definitely coming, and especially with, like, all the fucking foreign policy shit popping up. North Korea has, like, a shit ton of Bitcoin. Like, because they do, like, all these Bitcoin scams, and they steal, like, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of Bitcoin in these, like, scams. And they just stockpile it and use it to buy illegal weapons and everything. Like, that's where a lot of, like, their missiles come from, is from the black market through Bitcoin. Is they're literally stealing Bitcoin to buy a fucking, like, because they have no money, they have no production, so where the fuck are they gonna have enough money to buy, like, fucking nuclear arms? They're gonna do it illegally through the black market and crypto. Mm-hmm. So that's a huge issue.
Yeah. So then, it's a weird, weird world we're getting into here, folks.
Yeah, the Wild West always has a very dark side to it. There's a lot more illegal things happening than just fucking cowboys and Indians.
Fucking amen, Richard. You boys trying to get to the fucking memes and the anti-sponsor sponsorships?
Meme cities of the week. Bring it back for the Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to your favorite segment of the Socially Distant Podcast, the Meme of the Week. I am your host, B-Dill, coming at you with the Meme of the Week, episode 94. Brought to you by the Facts Daily Instagram page, not a sponsor. We are on Facts Daily, right? Or did I switch to I found it on Facts Daily, that's what it was. Share screen with Facts boys.
Facts only.
because this is really like us. It's been us for like the past couple of years now. When employers want 10 years of experience before you turn 20, and it's just a picture of like probably like how old would you say those kids are? Like 5, 6?
Yeah.
It's a picture of like 5-year-olds wearing like vests and hard hats at like a construction site with like one guy talking to them in the front, probably taking a field trip. But that's literally how it feels sometimes. You're like 20 years old and they want like 5 years of experience, and you're like, how? I just got
here. Exactly.
Yeah.
So that would give me a giggle because I've been there. Quick little meme of the week, F-74, Facts Daily, not sponsored.
Yeah, that's how it feels. I mean,
that's how it feels sometimes,
right? I look at jobs and everything, it's fucking fat amounts of experience. You gotta have that experience, man. If you don't, they don't want you.
Yeah, but like a lot of those places, they just don't understand. Some places do, and it's nice, but other places don't understand that you're not going to get the experience unless you start the job in it. So, like, how do you want me to have experience when, like, this is the entry-level job?
Yeah, exactly.
This
is supposed to be entry-level. Fucking train me. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, it's funky, but...
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Hell yeah. But, as always, we are here on the 94th episode of the Socially Distant Podcast. We gotta thank our sponsors. They keep us going. They don't fund us at all, for some reason, after all these 94 shoutouts.
But they keep us going.
But they keep us going. Come on, man. Give us cash. Anyways, our sponsors are Jake Lugan over at Interesting Investing on YouTube and Cartoon Clothing Co. on Etsy. Fill's pockets so we can fill ours.
True.
And we got Adam Deutsch over at Trickle Down Economics.
Hell yeah.
We have Hannah Deutsch over on Instagram and HRD Photography. Give her a look, check her out. Then we have her significant other over at the Sherwin-William Paint in Dunkirk, Fredonia. Check them out. Probably with the Canadian supply chain issue, it's probably even worse there. If I think, yes.
They ain't got no
paints. Things aren't great. Ain't no supply chain, ain't no paints. But check them out. You can probably find some paint underneath the counter or something for you. Give them a look over at Sherwin-William Paints in the Denver Fredonia area. And those are our presenting sponsors of the 94th episode of Social Disc Podcast. But as always, as of last episode, we also have to bring in our anti-sponsors. Fuck you, Joe Rogan. You are bald and have big nipples. That's what I'm going to say about you this week.
And fuck you, Robin Hood. You're a bunch of fucking scum-guzzling fuckers. And one more shout-out. Shout-out John Cena. We love you.
Shout out John Cena.
And Jake.
And the truest American ever.
John Cena. How do you define America in a person? John Cena.
I won't get into it, but he also loves China.
Oh, he does.
Oh, thanks for listening, everybody.
See you next week on the 95th.
Bye, fuckers. 5 more to 100.